Now I'd like to call on Mathieu Tanouche, who will come and speak to us on behalf of the working group. And just for our records, you have submitted some written comments. Thank you for doing that. They will be integrated in the minutes of our meeting. So, Mr. Tanouche, the floor is yours.
Good evening. My name is Mathieu Tanouche. I am the NEMSCA member. Mr. Chairman, members of the Comics Review panel, guests, all participants to this public hearings, thank you for the opportunity to present our views and concerns on the proposed Wabauchi mining project. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to talk about at least three topics in mind. Number one is the statement from the working group. Number two is the comments on impact on water quality and fish habitat. That's going to be an oral presentation. And my third presentation is going to be on PowerPoint. It's concerning the Wishish and Duhun. Statement by the working group. On behalf of our work group, we would like to welcome you to our community. The former Council of the Cree Nation of NEMSCA created this work group to prepare the members for the COMEX hearing and to gather concerns and comments regarding the impacts of the proposed Wabauchi project. The work group, with the support of the Council, decided to use different methods to approach and encourage community members to express their concerns and comments during the COMEX process. The methods chosen were focus groups involved mainly representatives like elders, women, land users, etc. And then there was target visits to either families. And then there were individual interventions open to anyone wishing to be met with individually for various reasons. And there was another one, reporting forums, such as the radio or other media like Facebook. Participants were informed that these exercises were meant to be neutral, so that everyone would feel free to contribute. It was also decided that for the purpose of more efficient gathering of comments, the comments and concerns would be divided into four themes. These four themes were chosen. They're in bullet form. One is land use, culture, and Cree language. Two, employment, social, business development, and opportunities, and in integration. Third, water quality, air quality, environment, communication, and safety. Fourth, closure and remediation. So there has been ongoing consultations with the focus group on land users, families of the affected trapline, and others around the area, land users, Taliban and family, elders, youth, women, local entities and businesses, Announcements were made on the radio about the activities and opportunities. People had to share their comments or obtain information. Through media, we used the local radio station, Facebook page, posters, letters sent to individuals, and personal invitations. In our view, as a work group or focus group, we made every effort to make sure participants understood that the process was neutral and intended to encourage and educate people on how they would participate in the consultation process or share their feelings, thoughts, and recommendations towards the project. There is no right or wrong comments. The comments and concerns gathered through the process were compiled in a report, which will be included in a final report to be submitted to the comments for review and consideration before the deadline for submissions. The final report will include the compilation of comments and concerns gathered during the process initiated by the work group, expressed by members during council meetings and public meetings, expressed by the members of the work group. The final report will conclude with a list of recommendations to be considered by the COMEX. So these recommendations will be forthcoming. So this is concludes our the statement made by the working group, and I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tanush. So we should expect your final conclusions in the coming weeks.
Yes.
Do you have an idea so that we can adjust also to make sure that?
We have this
by the end of April.
Well, we have this period of 30 days, right?
Yeah, that's it. So end of April. Okay. And I understand also that you had other comments, one including the impact on water quality and fish habitat.
Yes. Comments on the impact on water quality and fish habitat. Number one. Importance of Mount Lake, Jinuji Saghigan. Jinuji Saghigan is used by most of our members for fishing, hunting, recreational activities, traditional gatherings, as well as many community and tourism activities. Used by youth, adults, and elders to enjoy the lake all year round. Number two, Exotologist report. My report of land and sustained development has commissioned an exotoxicology expert report from Professors Patrice Couture and Peter Campbell from the INRS UTER Environment, which I'm providing to the COMEX. The comments below are based in part on this report. Three, potential water contamination. One of the major concerns of my department is potential water contamination, in particular of Jinuji Saghigan. This has also been expressed by many community members. We understand that in the context of this possible project, this can happen in two ways, through physical erosion and by contamination. We have recommendations to make concerning the proponent's proposed measures concerning contamination. Basically, we feel that the proponent has minimized the possibility that the effluent from the mine could contaminate Mount Lake. And the proponent is not necessarily well prepared to deal with such a situation. Indeed, there is confusion in the proponent's documentation regarding the effluent that will be released into Mount Lake. We make the following recommendations. The proponent needs to describe the exact chemical nature of the reagents used in the concentrator and in the settling basins. Based on the experience of the Wrangell mine, we doubt that the effluent can be completely recycled over several years. The proponent needs to prepare and provide a detailed plan of action regarding treatment of the effluent in the case that it does not respect the Directive 019. We are concerned that the effluent could be contaminated not only by suspended solids, but also by organic and inorganic contaminants. How will the proponent treat the organic and inorganic contaminants? What impact could contamination have on the watershed downstream of Mountain Lake, including Lake Camon? Lake Camon in Cree is Ganeut Niuyat, for Mount Lake. It has one of the rivers that flows into Champion Lake and Nemska Lake. Concerning monitoring during operations, we consider that the following parameters should be added: beryllium, cadmium, and copper. Number four, potential impact of project on fish, 4.1, due to water quality, fishing in Mount Lake, Spodium Lake, and the areas downstream is very important to Nemska Iyuge. We propose that water quality and fish health be a key element reviewed on a regular basis by the project future joint environmental monitoring committee. Furthermore, the monitoring plan proposed for water and fish is incomplete. The proponent needs to submit a detailed protocol which would include bullet form one, providing the chemical composition of the processed water, two, a publicly available sampling schedule, three, whether they only have monitoring at Lake 18 and No Name Creek. We recommend having a minimum of three controlled river sites and three controlled lake sites, including outside of the impact zone, in order to interpret the effects on fish in impacted zones. Four, monitoring fish population and contamination in Mount Lake and Spodium Lake. Five, initial survey of potential fish habitat at the outlet of Mount Lake, following into Lake Valiquit, where the effluent will ultimately end up, and inclusion of this downstream site if demonstrated as fish habitat. Six, monitoring the success of new spawning grounds annually. 4.2, fishing by mining workers. We agree that the proponent should educate its workers with respect to the impact of fishing and hunting, and consider that the general orientation on Cree culture and values should be carried out. We are not satisfied with the mitigation measures proposed by the proponent. regarding non-native hunting and fishing. As I will explain in my next presentation, with respect to wishes in Duhun, a monitoring committee is necessary to minimize impact on our constitutionally protected treaty right to hunt fish in our territory. So that concludes our comments on the impact on water quality and fish habitat.
Thank you, Mr. Tanush. I understand that for your third presentation, you have a PowerPoint presentation. Maybe Marie-Michel, you can make sure. Oh, okay, so we have the, okay.
So my third presentation will be on the Wishes and Duhun and East Main Special Management Sectors. JBNQA, the establishment of special wildlife management zones are foreseen in Section 28.10 and 28.11 of the JBNQA. Or the Hunting, Fishing, and Trapping Coordinating Committee may recommend establishment of such measures when an influx of a temporary workforce may affect the regime or with the view of minimizing conflicts between native and non-native hunting and fishing activities. The wishes in Duhun created by virtue of the Nadashtan and Boonhaman agreements in order to control the sport fishing and hunting activities of the workers during the construction phase of the EM1 and EM1A Sarsol rubber diversion projects. Main component of wishes in Duhun: delineation of special wildlife zone, wildlife management plan, restrictive regulations, wildlife protection plan, information officers, wishes in cooperation composed of a board of directors to oversee the management of zone. There you could see the whole section of the Wishes and East Main Special Zone. It's located in the hunting zone of 22. Covers at least 16,000 square kilometers. Composed of two main sectors: East Main and Wishes and Duhun sectors. In 2008, the Wishes was extended to include the Lake Magouche, Rupert, and Openeka Boyd region. This area also, included the Category 1 and 2 lands of Nemiska Band to be part of the East Main Special Zone. Fishing regulations: access pass must be acquired free of charge and reporting of catches is mandatory. A section of the Eau Claire River is closed for fishing. That's in the East Main Traplines territory. Certain water bodies closed permanently. Quota limitations for water bodies are established. Catch limits more restrictive. On hunting regulations, caribou hunting is prohibited. East Main sector is closed to sports hunt. Wishes sector open but with restrictions. Male and calf, bow pre-hunting season prohibited and shorter hunting season. The outcomes, hydro follow-up of the sport fishing and hunting activities from 2007 to 2013. A total of 21,781 access rights pass emitted to 9,858 sports fishermen. Project workers accounted for 55%. 45% were the others anglers, including 1,897 tourists at 19%. Most frequented water bodies was the Eastman River, the Sarcelle region, Opinaka Reservoir, Void Lake, Nemsko Lake, and the Rupert River. 150,729 fish were caught and 43%, 64,798 have been brought back or consumed at site. Another outcomes, same thing, 2007 to 2013. EM1 River Sarcelle Project workers caught 75,525 fish, but kept 34,014. The other anglers caught 75,204 fish, but kept 30,785. In the group of other anglers, the tourists caught the most fish, 51,569, but only kept 38% of them. Majority of the species harvested was walleye with 52,424 at 81% of total harvest, and were mostly from the Nemisku Lake, 6,282. The East Main River, 6,263, and the Lake of Magoo, 6,050. Second most harvest species was pike at 7,417, then brook trout, 4,468, and finally lake trout at 489 fish. 48 out of 769 water bodies were closed as a result of the quota being reached or at the request of the Cree communities or the Taliban. The majority of the water bodies frequented by fishermen were those along the road and campsites. Outcomes, the measures under Wichish and Duhun implemented succeeded in ensuring the conservation of the resources for the exploited lakes. Telemen are satisfied by the measures taken. Proper control measures and mandatory reporting of catches enable a close monitoring of the area. No overharvesting has been reported. Current status, Wichish and Duhun Corporation dissolved due to hydro retreat of funds. Wichish and Duhun regulation and boundaries still in place. Communities, CTA, and Cree Nation government adopted resolution to maintain Wichish and Duhun. Hunting, Fishing, Trapping Coordinating Committee made recommendations to Quebec responsible minister to maintain Wichish and Duhun. They are still waiting for a response from the minister. Funding secured with Nisqually, but only for the coming 2015 season, to hire an information officer and ensure the logistics for the emission of the excess rights and compiling catch reports. Information officers to be located in Nemska. Why maintain Weishis and Duhun? It's clearly a positive experience and greatly appreciated by the Taliban impacted. Close monitoring and control of the sport hunting and fishing activities. Close monitoring of lakes and fish. Preserve sensitive areas like moose habitat in East Main sectors and brook trout population in Eau Claire River. Although less EM1A project workers, other workers from other exploration of development project are present and may increase in future. Increased access, increase of other incomers. A great number of mining claims, approximately 3,690 square kilometers, overlap the Weishis and Duhun territory, and approximately 35 exploration or mining companies currently have active claims in or near the territory. Mining workers. Exploration work camps workers unknown at present. Elnor, 1,600 workers, construction phase, and 400 workers, operation phase. Wabuji, 150 workers, construction, 70 to 80 workers, operations. Rose projects, 200 workers, construction, and 200 workers at peak operation. This project is on hold. Without accounting for the workers affected to exploration activities, we can at least predict in a medium to long term that a minimum 680 mining workers will be present in Weishis and Duhun territory. Wabuji, it's gone through environmental and social impact assessment. Due to the presence of workers and increased fishing pressure in certain waters, bodies could affect the structure and abundance of the local fishing populations. In order to reduce the impacts of the project on fish and its habitat, the mitigation measures that will be implemented include implement an employee awareness program on the effects of recreational fishing, forfeit fishing within the limits of the mining lease and use leases. The Wabuji project is in the heart of the Weishis and Duhun sector and surrounded by numerous lakes vulnerable to accessibility and increased pressure, including the Mount Lake, Spodium, Champion Lake, and other smaller lakes that are even more vulnerable to over-harvesting. Mount Lake, right next to Champion Lake, is one of the most frequented lakes in the area and therefore should continue to be monitored. Any added fishing pressure of incomers on the lake in proximity of the project as a result of the Wabuji project should be closely monitored. Collaboration for future of Weishis and Duhun. Maintaining Weishis in future will require collaboration from all stakeholders. Monitoring of increased access and pressure from fishing and hunting activities will ensure preservation of sensitive areas. improve working conditions, enable workers to access these activities. Hence, OVG should work in collaboration and contribute to the monitoring of these activities in the West East and East Main sectors. Miigwech. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentation, Mr. Tanush. Do you have the study you referred to, by the study from Professor Cormier, that you make sure that we get a copy of this study?
Yes.
Because I'm not aware that we have a copy of this study, eh?
No.
We don't have it? No. So we would appreciate if we, okay. If you could, by email or anyway, just send a copy to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we'll send it by email. To your secretary.
Okay,
there.
To Marie-Michel.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And on this question of fishing and hunting rights, maybe I'd like to ask Mr. Bourassa, am I right, Mr. Bourassa, when I read all of the documents you filed to the department, that on your lease, on the land of your lease, fishing and hunting will be prohibited?
Correct.
So that is a clear commitment. Maybe you'd like to, do you want to expand more on this issue, or?
Yes, of course. As part of the, as part of the Chinuchi agreement, there is an area that was identified as an area where there will be no hunting and fishing, not only from health and safety and security standpoint, but also safety standpoint, but also from exactly the same point as the Wishi Yunduan program is set up. One of the things maybe we'd like to add on this is, of course, Nemaska Lithium would be interested in collaborating to such project if it was to be, you know, implemented in the same region. However, we do not see ourselves as a leader for such project. We would definitely be collaborating, but I think it would be very difficult for such a relatively small company as ours and such a relatively small project also as ours in the area to be the leader of such a large commitment. You know, the WSI is really a region-wise project, and it would have to be done with other partners.
Thank you for this clarification. I think that for your understanding and for the understanding of the members, is to which extent this agreement that was signed between the proponent and the community should be part of the conditions that the COMEX could recommend and that the Quebec government could adopt in the permitting process of the project. So thank you very much for your important contribution.
Thank
Does
you.
That end your presentation?
Okay. Thank
yes.
You.
Well, thank you very much. And I now call Mr. Matthew Wapashi to address...
Mr. President, sorry, can I maybe ask a quick question?
It's we're very open here.
About the report that was... That was prepared by Professor Couture and Campbell.
Yeah.
We would really appreciate to have this in order to, you know, to integrate the recommendations of that report to our project design.
You know how transparent we are.
Good, thanks.